Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Yaffa, Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. Chulin Chaf, Chulin 20b, pagination is 40. We'll start on the second of the wide lines. Omar Ze'iri Ze'iri taught, Nishbura Mafrekes, Verov Basar Ima. If the neck bone of the animal is broken, and most of the flesh also is torn, Nevela, it is going to have the status of Nevela, which means an animal that died on its own. And even if you were to go ahead and do Shechita quickly, while the animal is still moving, it's not going to change. It's considered a Nevela that it died on its own, and Shechita is not going to help because it's already dead. What exactly is Ze'iri teaching us? Either way, the Mafrekes is broken, and most of the flesh is torn. It's not going to be a kosher animal either way if you do Shechita now. The difference, however, is whether the animal is considered an Avela or is considered a Trefa. And these have two different laws, even though very often we'll use the word Treif for anything non-kosher, but Treif is actually a technical term. The term nevela, that it died on its own without shechita, means that it's going to not only be non-kosher, but also cause tumah, ritual contamination. If the word treifa is used, if shechita was done, then shechita can be mitaher it from nevela, from tumah. It'll still be forbidden in consumption, because it's a treifa, it's been torn, in a way that it wouldn't live. But it's not yet dead at the time of the Shechita, and therefore the Shechita helps in that it won't cause ritual contamination. So there's a lot going on here. On a sophisticated level, we're making a distinction between Treif and Nevela. On another level, we're becoming aware, just very basic, that even though the animal is moving, is jerking, that there remain certain types of reflex actions, it's still going to be non-kosher, even if you do a good shechita, because there's certain definitive things that could happen to an animal. And we understand this, because treif, there's a hole in the lung, there's a hole in the veshet, we understand. Even though the animal's walking around, it could be treif, and shechita won't help. So here also, the significant act to the mafrekes, ferov basar, to the neck bone, is going to invalidate it as kosher, and Ze'iri teaches, it even brings it to the point that it's considered dead, and therefore shechita will not help, and it will be a source of ritual contamination. Omer Rav Chista says, Afananamitinyana, we learned this. And according to Rav Chista, this is the same concept. What's the source that Rav Chista brings to the table? Molak Besakin. A person did malika, but he used a knife. As we've discussed, malika is done with the Kohen's fingernail to the back of the neck, and he nips it off using his nail with pressure. Sakin, a knife, is the typical way that shechita is done, but it's done from the front, from the soft part of the neck. So this particular incident was that they used a knife in the back of the neck like a malika. What's the rule? Mitame begadim abesabalia, it does cause ritual contamination according to the unique contamination that such a bird would cause, but it does cause ritual contamination, and you do not have the case of a treifa that was shecht. V'iyamr treifa havya, and if you say that it's merely a treifa because the neck bone is broken, Malikasa zui shechitasa, coming through with the knife should effectuate a shechita, because after you get through the neck bone, so you'll hit the simanim and you'll cut them. Tihani lasakin letara mide nevela. The knife action should cause a shechita that will at least cause that it won't be mitame, it won't cause ritual contamination, because the broken neck is a trefa, and I did shechita on a trefa. What's the difference if I come from the back or I come from the front? Obviously, says Rav Chisda, the conclusion you need to draw over here is that once you went through from the back and broke the neck bone, there's no opportunity anymore to do shechita, and that was the teaching of Zeiri, that once the neck bone is broken with the flesh, it's a nevela, it's considered dead, and shechita will no longer help. So Rav Chisda has a support to Zeiri, but the Gemara says that it's not a real support. They seem to be the same halacha, but if I only had the statement that Rav Chisda brought, it would not prove the point. Amri, because Hasam mishum delav shchita hi klal. You're thinking that a malika done with a knife is a shchita. I'll answer you, it's not a shchita at all. My taima, why not? Ravuna ama mishum shehu machlid, because the knife ends up burrowing into the flesh of the animal and it's not a good shchita. Rava ama mipnei shehu dores. Rava says, because when you do malika with a knife, you're doing it like a malika with pressure. And pressure is not the way of shchita. Shchita is a back and forth motion that through the sharpness of the knife cuts the simanim. So we have Zeiri saying that the broken neck bone with the ripped flesh is going to be a nevela, it's considered dead, and shchita will not help. Rav Chisda suggested, I can bring you a proof from the malika that was done with a knife. And that's nice. It doesn't cause any contradictions, but it's not a proof, because the malika that's done with a knife is not a good shchita the way you thought, either because of the chalada, the burrowing, or because of the dores, the method of shchita, because it's being done with pressure like malika, it's not going to be kosher. Either way, the principle stands. If the mafrekes, the neck bone, is broken with flesh, the animal is considered dead. This, as we'll discuss in the coming session, is an opener to the topic of brain death. The idea of true brain death, if it was true, is that the electronic impulses going between the body and the brain have been severed, are gone. What's the difference, the argument goes, if it's severed by decapitation, or it's severed because the flesh in between is dead? The problem, of course, with all these arguments is that it's not true. The area in between is not dead. Brain death, as it's typically described, means certain sections of the brain have irretrievably been damaged, died, but obviously there are parts that are still alive. And to argue that decapitation and loss of electronic impulses are automatically the same is a leap of logic that needs to be examined and re-examined. But that's the principle, that if indeed the head was severed, even if the body is moving, we would recognize that as death. Our question is, they are very much connected. Is there a point where there's no longer communication and it's as if it was severed? And that would be that discussion that has so much literature about it. Yasher koach, thank you for joining.